The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember.
I know what that is. All I
want is some rails.
I had a couple girls, but I knew if I was on chrome, I could multiply them hoes by 10. Materialistic,
kind of sort of. Nah,
that shit go.
Watch your back.
They got moved over some.
I just tilted a little bit more because everybody not in it.
That's what I was saying. Get in the shot and you sitting over there playing DJ. DJ, skip it.
DJ, sit back.
Skip it. We back, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Guap Times presents Chess, not Checkers. Make your next move.
Your best
move. You know what it is. Yo, we back in the building with the gang. You already know who we're here. Spin the block. Yo, big
yo,
steppers.
Yo. You already know it's your boy Casanova, a.k.a. The Confident One. Follow me on Instagram at The Confident One. You know the vibes.
You know.
Lito. It's your boy Keys to get you right in this bitch once again with my friends.
Regular shit.
Regular shit. You already know what it is. How everybody feeling, man? What's going on? What's going on with the gang, man?
It's Friday. You know what I mean? It was nice out today.
Friday.
You know what I'm saying? It was
super nice.
It was nice outside today. It was like that fake nice where it was like, yo, I might want to pop out. But then as soon as it was going to pop out,
that shit flipped.
The wind just was like, hold that real quick.
Word, that shit kicked up.
Pidgeotto spun the block. Bro, that nigga's been with Pidgeotto over Pokemon. Yeah. Pidgeotto spun the block.
That wind flipped. Shut up, stop. I had to move outside. She kept running. She wanted to go back outside. All right, got to the corner. That wind was like, boom, boom. She like, I said, you done? She's like, yeah, it's over. I said, That shit came out of nowhere.
Nah, I was a little windy on that. Yeah, man. It was just my fucking...
It was just negative three last week.
Word. Now it's fucking 60 degrees. Yeah. Better watch.
It's cold. It's gonna be cold tomorrow.
Right back down. Who y'all picks for the bowl, man?
Ah, Philly.
Put in the chat. Put a shot. Tell us y'all picks for the bowl.
Hell yeah. Y'all watching. Watching a live chat.
Yeah, who up there?
Check in.
Chiefs or Eagles? Check in.
Put that bird or that, Damn, they don't even put a hatchet up there no more, right? I don't know.
Would that be racist?
Would that be racist?
Might not be politically correct.
That's racist. Only Indians have a hatchet. Right? All Native Americans don't have hatchets.
They
have a
shaggy.
I don't own a hatchet.
I'm about to say they had a blicky.
I don't own a hatchet. I'm Native American. I don't own a hatchet, all right?
What happened?
I said we're all Native Americans. I don't own a hatchet.
I got a hatchet.
You got a hatchet?
Yeah.
All right, Judge Hatchet.
I know that shit, bro. Hacksaw Jim.
My grandmother was a thug.
Artillery.
Like, at a random person, you're like, yo, you got a strap, nigga. Like, maybe. Allegedly. You got a knife, possibly. You got a hatchet? Like a hatchet, my nigga? Like, what's up calling you Hatchet?
Got a hatchet in the car.
Yeah, yo, don't make me go get hatchet, my nigga.
Yo, I'm
gonna get hatchet.
I know enough white people that might own a fucking hatchet, bro.
Hey, don't make me go get hatchet, bro. I'll go get hatchet. It's gonna be a problem, bro.
Keep it, I have Mel Gibson tools.
Fucking kayaking.
Braveheart, you was fucking niggas up with a hatchet and a fucking carving knife.
You never know. You gotta chop a tree down, chop a nigga down.
For real.
Man,
survival instincts, man.
That's a weapon.
She got too close, man.
Yeah, you're too close.
Who are the five greatest rappers? Confident. The motherfucking confident one. Yeah, y'all thought I was gonna say Dylon.
I spit that fire.
Go get that money, Colin.
He spit that fire.
You feel me? Freestyle coming for y'all this week. Last week, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just was in my bag. So this week, I feel like I'm gonna get back in that same type of bag. You know what I mean? But if y'all want, like. I don't know.
Should we give him the scoop for next week, or should we just sit on?
I'm trying to figure, should I keep letting my pod members pick the beat, or should I leave it up to somebody that's in the chat to pick the beat?
Matter of fact, in the chat, I know somebody out there.
If y'all turn into the Conf Fridays, the freestyles, you know what I mean? From here on in,
you should know every Friday.
Pick a fire beat for me to go off on. I'm going to go off on at the end of the part. You know what I'm saying?
Any beat. It don't matter.
It's for the culture. You feel me? To let y'all know, like, this is just who I am and what I do.
It's too easy. But it's effortless.
Because I believe in myself and I believe in my brothers and I believe in what we're trying to do. So, if it takes me doing something that I'm already good at to push myself and my brothers and the podcast, then we going to do it. Because we all push each other. That's what it's about. You got to push your friends. You know what I'm saying? We might not be what we want to be, but we all need that reinforcement sometimes. You know what I mean? It don't always got to be harsh words, but sometimes we all just need that little push. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You'd be surprised, like, reaching out to some people out the blue and just like, yo, I see what you're doing. Like, that shit help a lot of people. Like, you don't know. Like, we got to build each other up and stop being so quick to be in to try to, like, tear each other down and aid each other out. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, yo. Not only because it's Black History Month, but just all the time, all year round. You know what I'm saying? But especially in Black History Month, that should be low. You know what I'm saying?
Like, should be Black History.
Help somebody out. You know what I'm saying?
That's supposed to be.
If you see somebody younger than you that needs some guidance, pull them up. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost you nothing to pull somebody up. You helping somebody up. Really you helping the future. You know what I'm saying?
All you gotta do is be there.
Like sometimes the younger brothers and sisters be slipping, but. That we was young when we at that time we were slipping. We had older heads that could pull us to the side. Like, yo, you tripping? You ain't supposed to be doing this. You ain't supposed to be doing that. But a lot of people now they don't have that. So, if I see somebody like, yo, come here, let me holler at you real quick. If they willing to listen, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem putting a jewel in somebody's ear because people did it for me growing up and it kept me from doing a lot of stupid shit that I could have did. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like. It's essential right now. Like, that's what we do this for.
You gotta have your elders, man.
Nah, but beyond this, it's some of them that don't even listen to this type of thing. They don't listen to podcasts. They don't even listen to music. They wake up listening to drill music.
Ain't getting no message.
You know what I'm saying? They're not getting no positive reinforcement. They're not getting nobody telling them to do something the right way. They got people pushing them to do stuff the wrong way. But it's only a handful of people that's going to be like, yo, nah, I see something in you, chill. You go this way. You know what I'm saying? It, that's like something that's reserved for like the chosen few, like the rare amongst men. Like that's something that everybody's not going to give you because most people, honestly, they don't care. Like,
right now, most
people don't care, bro.
Most good good men.
People be numb
they
to it.
They bring in and attract.
It's so much things that happen. It's so many things that happen in a week's time, in a day's time, and then you don't know what's going on personally in that person's life. People be in their own bubble, bro. It's really like, you know that movie Bubble Boy. People put themselves in their own bubble.
People be trying to get
gaslight. 3.5.
And they be walking around like people be oblivious to what's going on in other people's life because it's like. If they're not seeing it on the internet, if they're not seeing it on the news, or they're not reading it in the newspaper or something, they probably like, all right, well, maybe they might be going through something bad, or I might be going through something worse, but most people not really going to care because it's just too much going on in life already.
Everybody got,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody got shit going on, but it's harsh to say it like that, but in the world, that's really how it is. Like, people will see you fucked up. It's only going to be a certain amount of people that's really like your family, your friends. And it also depends on the extent of the situation. Because sometimes people do try to get people help. And then people don't want the help. Or they take the help and just go right back to whatever they're doing. Because that's what they choose to do. So it's like we all got a choice. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do, it's a choice. Whether it's a good choice or it's a bad choice, it's still a choice. You know what I'm saying? We always got a choice.
Choice.
It's up to you to decide what you want to do with that choice. You know what I'm saying? If you want to take that choice and be like, I want to do something wild, yeah, it's a chance you might be able to do that wild shit and talk about it tomorrow, but it's a chance that one wild thing you might do might be the only thing that you do. And
You're dead
right after that. Right. Now you can't even think like, damn, what if I didn't do that shit?
Oh, shit. I didn't even motherfucking introduce myself.
Oh, damn.
And James.
You already here. You already here.
Well, you already know the Hood Herbalist is here.
Yeah, it's a holiday ho.
Holiday ho, the Hood Herbalist. Triple double H.
Ho Hunter Hemsley.
Just in case y'all ain't know.
Nah, man. Yo, but I'm saying, though, like, I think I want to start it off with this. How y'all feel about the boy KD going to fucking Phoenix?
Phoenix is definitely a threat.
I knew that was coming. Definitely I was waiting for it. I was just wondering what was taking so long. Because I was like, he ain't staying.
He definitely was a staying.
I want to see.
He requested a trade. He ready to go.
I want to see how
it go. He played it out. I'm like, when he going to go? Kyrie detonated. Like, get me out of here. Once Kyrie got out, I'm like, yeah, he going. Yeah.
That's a mean ass backcourt. Kyrie and Luka, bro.
Kyrie played tonight. I don't know if he won or not.
He had 24 last game. They played. They won.
Oh, he played in Dallas?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know
he already played the game. He had 24, like, 9 assists and shit like that. Crazy. Or 7.
They won?
Yeah, they won. Crazy. Luka didn't even play. Mark, you about to get that nigga 10 trillion. Multiverse
money. I wish I knew how to play basketball. I'm just a tall motherfucker that always looked at that. I was like, it ain't for me.
Be my you gotta play that shit. That's all it really is.
Nah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But some people have that coordination and some people don't.
You gotta have a game.
Yeah, you got,
Luka got game.
You can be tall, but you gotta have. Yeah, you gotta.
He ain't that athletic, but he got a game.
It's not even about repetitive.
Game is better than athletic.
Practice.
Right.
If you were athletic, you could beat game, bro.
Repetitive.
You got both. Woo. That's when you got Jordan on type of niggas that athletic with game and it's just like they gonna just shit on you.
So y'all,
people that got that shit, man.
So do y'all think that the league is more open now, or do y'all think it was more open back then? Like,
it's easy right now. Yeah. If you could ball, because you gotta understand how the athletes train. All they do is take game from dudes that work. So when they see you do a little move. Dudes is stealing game. That's all dudes are doing now. Before dudes wouldn't do that. Like, don't take my course over. This my shit. Yeah. Now dudes are taking everybody's euro. Everybody doing the same shit. So once you get that repertoire, you can ball all day in this league. Look at anybody drop 40.
What you mean, like, open, like, competitive wise? Like, anybody can win?
Yeah, do you think it's like more fair or more open now, or do you think it was like more competition back then? Like, or do you
I think it was just more defensive minded back, like, you know?
Yeah.
Before, after 05, it started with these.
I can't say it. Some teams still scored back in the day, bro.
Nah.
If you watch, the Knicks used to play defense like that. Like the pace, some teams in the East used to score, bro.
Not all.
Some teams used to score. Even like the boys back in the day used to score a lot of points. When they played the West team, they scored a lot of points because they had small. They played up and down the court. But, only a few teams played that aggressive, beat you up type shit. The Celtics never played that. The Celtics used to score a lot of points.
Pistons was notorious for that.
Even when they had Reggie Lewis and all of them.
Pistons was notorious for that right
back. The Pistons, the Knicks. Miami became like that when they got Pat Riley. Before, Miami used to score a lot of points.
Right.
Them teams, everybody didn't play that style.
Right.
Charlotte didn't play that style. They scored a lot of points.
Nah, I feel like
it was just teams that
the rules got changed. Like
once, if you ain't have that type of athlete scorer, then if the Knicks had a dude that can score like that,
what changed the game is making it positionless. Because then anybody could be any position.
But it's always been that though.
To an extent, like back in the day,
it was nasty. You look at Magic Johnson.
Yeah, he was one of the first though.
But that's what I'm saying. It don't matter your position. If you it always been like that.
He was like one of the only 6'9" guards in the 80s that I knew of.
Yeah, but most guys couldn't play it though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You gotta be able to do it.
He was the first money.
You could try it, but it's hard to be that tall dribbling when guys smaller can steal a ball from you because you got to bring that ball up high so dudes can steal a ball. It's easy to steal a ball from a tall guy because like, oh, all right, dribble that shit down. Because once he go ahead, it's like...
The ball in your face.
Yeah, this shit. Stupid.
Yeah. But, you
gotta have game.
Go follow
them. Niggas nice though, bro. That's a lot of practice. Them basketball players put a lot of time, bro.
Yeah, you got a ball.
Like that shit hard. That's to learn how to dribble, shoot. It's hard, bro. Because
you picking something. Yeah, you not because you dribbling something. Like it's not like you picking the football up and running with it. You got to dribble that shit off the ground. You got to shoot that shit a certain way.
You got to coordinate
it. Yeah, it's timing and all that shit.
So you don't even look at it.
It's how like the ball attached to your hand. It's like an extension of your hand.
It's all repetition.
Nah, for real. Basketball is really a lot of repetition.
It's a lot of skill. It's more skill than athleticism.
Or football is more athleticism.
Yeah.
You can be a freak and you can be good.
Basketball, you just be the ball. You just be nasty with that ball and dude can't steal from you. Yeah. Or you know how to slow him down.
Yeah. If you go play at your pace in basketball, you can be really good.
You could be going in slow motion.
For real. And then he bump you. Not too much. He ain't so strong on the ground, not like that.
He been playing since 14. Was going,
for real.
Going, his game is...
His game definitely different.
Yeah, it's nice. I respect this game. Mm-hmm. It's only a few dudes that's like, a lot of guys be.
I respect him, Dame Lillard, you know what I mean? Giannis, of course. They just don't get enough respect, though.
Giannis?
Yeah. I'm biased.
You somebody you're a Bucks fan. You somebody who's a Bucks fan the other day. I remember that shit.
I told you, I've been saying that. Man. When I go to fucking see the Nets or the Knicks play, it's because I want to see the Bucks play. Because Giannis is the best thing. Smoking, I mean, we seeing greatness. You just LeBron.
I've barely seen any Giannis highlights all season,
bro. That's bullshit. This nigga's
no, not to knock him. I'm just saying, I haven't seen really none. Like,
bro, they don't promote him.
I don't see nothing about Giannis. I watch the stats, and he get 50 and 20. I'm looking like this nigga got here wilding, but I don't see no highlights. I guess I don't watch TV, but I don't see that shit nowhere.
Small market.
You catch it though. I see other like that was on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't know.
Small market though. That's all. We in Milwaukee. If he was in New York or LA, it'd be a different fucking ball game. Or he's playing with LeBron or somebody like that. Some stupid
LeBron
shit.
LeBron.
Do you think that shit was like?
Yeah. Go ahead, Darvin.
I seen him get that scoring record. He scored the most points ever. I don't feel like he the best ever from doing that shit. Cause we don't even consider Kareem the best ever from doing that shit.
You know, nobody's talking about Carmelo right there.
Yeah,
he's number two for a long time.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's
a longevity. It's a longevity award.
Yeah, he's been playing since he's 18. He's like 45.
He started from the rip. Kobe couldn't start from the rip. Kobe had a simple future. So if you coming out the gate. Average 24 and just keep going.
But look where Kobe went. Look where LeBron went. LeBron went to Cleveland. Cleveland needed players bad.
Kobe's got Kobe. Kobe here get traded.
But still, if he would have been, okay, Jones was better at that time. He was better at that time. But still, it is what it is. Kobe haven't scored that much. How would he been that efficient? He was erratic when he was young. He didn't play like he played when he, that Michael Jordan.
He was
playing like Michael Jordan. He came to the league
doing the same shit Vince Carter on him. He was doing all that N1 shit. Kobe wasn't doing no Michael Jordan shit. He wasn't doing no fadeaway. He was playing ball. Yeah, he changed his game by like 2000. His game's changing. He wasn't playing like that Michael Jordan shit. He was balling. He was just trying to score. That's what he was doing. He comes to the bench and he starts shooting. He comes to the game 15 minutes, 15.
Jordan was like, that nigga don't wait for the game, wait the game come to him.
Real he got something to prove. He slowed down. Shaq made him slow down.
That's too much. If you got a big
the Lakers would have been a real dynasty if they would have they'd have paid and kept Eddie Jones and all of them. They could have kept him and Kobe, all of them. They had to get rid of all them dudes.
Ooh, I guess. I feel like some should be like behind the ceiling. You got to get rid of that nigga. It's too easy.
Put him on the bench. You just put Eddie Jones at the three.
Yeah. He was small four. He was like 6'7", right?
You know what I'm saying? It's hot. Yeah. Get Rick Fox the fuck out of there.
Word. Fuck out of that nigga.
He went to the
bench. That nigga ain't on beat on the Lakers, bro.
I'm not saying he's a bum, but I'm just saying, you go to the bench. Yeah. I'm not getting, when you got that type of talent in the house, like how OKC had Harden, Westbrook, and you don't want to pay. Now you got to pay this. Bust the bag, bro. Bust the bag open, bro. You can't let that shit. You got to take that out. Who's the Warriors owner do? Just take that out, because when it's over, it's bad.
He played himself in everything.
Yeah,
I'm Rick Fox.
He ain't never leave LA after he fucking say you can't play no more. You stop playing for the Lakers and never left for the Lakers. So I'm about to act.
He was in Boston first.
Yo, shout out to Ish. Shout out to Ish, bro.
Ish the Bibble. What's up, Ish?
It's theology. What's good?
You already know.
Yeah, that guys.
What's going on?
Man?
So, how y'all fight?
Okay, I mean, I think the Suns on the hot seat now. Chris Paul and Ayton gonna be the. What are they gonna do? Is Chris Paul gonna stay healthy?
Yeah.
Is he gonna stay healthy?
If he's not healthy and they have Ayton, I feel like they'd be fine.
If Ayton kick up.
All he gotta do is get rebounds.
That nigga be getting. He's 7 feet tall for real. He's like a new David Robinson with less, with like
less
opposite side.
Less game.
Less weight. He's. Oh my God. Bro, I've been watching his games, bro.
Like, yeah, Robinson was destroying niggas.
Four rebounds. He be able to cross some stuff like this, bro.
That's that young boy.
Man, ain't no young boy. I've been playing basketball for a long time, bro. That's one thing you know. When you play sports, I don't care how old you are. When it say go, you be playing sports. You won't be 10 years old. You be out there doing your thing. Shit. He know what the fuck he's doing. Grab the rebound. Dunk the ball. Right there, bro.
Nah, fuck.
Just look up. Dunk it. Yeah. These niggas don't be knowing where they be blowing.
Blowing the bag.
You know they giving endorsements out. You niggas is stupid. I'll be out here bad. I mean, every commercial, I'm endorsing everything.
Yeah.
But poor. Yeah.
That's just crazy. It's crazy to see good stuff. Niggas, well, not doing the same thing, but playing the same game, but getting paid more, right?
Yeah.
You got motherfuckers coming straight into the game, making motherfucking millions. Straight in.
Bro,
rookie season.
It's like that all around, though.
Yeah.
Bro, this is a kid in high school.
It's in high school now.
He ain't played a day of college ball yet. Mikey Williams, he's worth at least, what, $5 million, maybe 10. He already a millionaire. He's trying to be a billionaire by the time he gets to the league.
They can market
to the league.
I wish I grew up in this era. Mm. So easy.
Niggas making big money.
And now you can just say, "Yo, bro, hold the camera, watch me go play ball." And then you put
for real, bro, just record me, yeah.
Then they just dropped the requirements for the SATs.
Yep.
Yeah,
for athletes.
Yeah, even
got bro, what did the guy do? Where they named the end? That shit crazy.
That's crazy.
It's money, bro.
Dude.
You gotta go to the best players, bro.
That's the craziest shit ever, though.
I'm telling you, they're doing what they're doing.
It always was going down. It just was behind the scenes.
They're doing it. They're saying basically. They here to play ball. If they here to play ball, we ain't got time. Don't waste your... Because these dudes are not going to school.
But you see how they do all that after they...
Who are you doing all that shit, bro?
That shit hard, bro.
After them people that just got
waking you up early in the morning for practice.
Sneaking in school. They grown-ass fucking...
For adults.
I've been there before. They
playing in games.
Practice and shit before.
What? Back to school.
Old Rucker College graduates sneaking back into fucking high school.
You gotta travel. You traveling. And you gotta come, you doing, come on, who the fuck doing homework?
Bro, damn, you got fucking more than workouts.
You going from Rucker, yeah, you got a game out here in Cali.
Right.
Then you got
Saturday.
Do you working on your own?
So you definitely, you think you doing homework Friday? You think you doing homework Saturday for the game? You think you doing Sunday and you're back home?
It's a 20-page paper.
You ain't doing that shit.
I had to do the 20-page paper.
You funny as hell, bro.
Nigga, what?
You funny as shit.
Nobody been gonna talk to that teacher.
That don't mean be a dummy, though.
It don't, but...
That don't mean be a dummy now.
It don't, but... Yeah. It's just...
It's your business, but understand...
It's easy. All you gotta do is fucking
I'm gonna tell you why, because they knew that
good SAT. Conduct
they
goodness.
Knew that SAT was a setup anyway.
Yeah, it's biased.
They knew it was a bullshit test anyway.
Just imagine the motherfuckers that was like, yo, I hated taking
that shit.
That
shit loaned us out, bro.
All you
I said the longest test in the world, bro. That's like the longest test in the world.
All you gotta do is be shit. Yeah, nah, it is dumb long. All you gotta do is be good at school because they don't want no dickheads no more. It's gonna be too easy for them to pick somebody else.
Yeah,
be good at school and have decent grades and do decent on the SATs.
Just work out.
Ain't no SATs, so you ain't got to
work out.
Just be good at what you do.
Just don't do no bull. You in, bro? You in it? You gonna get an NIL at any school?
All you gotta do is make a highlight tape.
For real.
And once people see you do some shit, it's old. You're gonna follow.
For real.
Especially when they're young.
Right.
I be following these dudes young cats now. Like, it was this kid. He's a big man. He with the Ed Waters.
My bad, bro. I was not.
He was rapping and fucking, playing ball. But now he about to go play fucking football and shit. He's like 6'7", 300 pounds. He's playing ball. He's nice. But you 6'7", 300 pounds, nigga. And you look like a 300-pound motherfucker, but you got good footwork. Oh, you can play something else. They probably hollered at him because they seen it on social media. Now you about to get the NIL for playing football. You 6'7", 300 pounds. You a young boy. You still got time to fucking develop. You're going to the league.
Right.
Old linemen that are always that size, that got good footwork, they always go to the league.
This kid they got in Junior City, they got this motherfucker. I know.
You go to Rutgers, right?
Remember you saw the game?
Yeah.
I said, these motherfuckers, they got some of them going to the league. You just look at them like, oh, he gone.
Right.
Big giant motherfucker. And he's rocking, he like doing it.
You can tell.
I'm like, yeah.
These motherfuckers is cut.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
My boy, I had one boy in the football practice. He big as hell. He quit. When he said, I want to be a point guard. I said, bro, who? How? 300 pounds, you can't even move. I said,
you
got all the
bags,
bro.
These feelings involved. You got to tell these motherfuckers what it is. Listen, you going to get this money doing
that's
this.
You get coddled. The parents ain't telling you the truth. No, you got it. Nah, get your big ass on that line. Fuck ass with that basketball. What the fuck you think you doing? Oliver Miller? What the fuck out of here? What you doing? You ain't going to get a jump.
What else is going on in the world, man? That we should give a fuck about.
A lot of weird shit.
You know what I found out? Before you go there, you know what I found out? Nas wrote Jiggy With It and Welcome to Miami. I didn't know he did that shit. Or co-wrote.
Yeah.
I did not know that shit, bro.
That's a long time. That's way before your time.
That shit crazy, though. I didn't know he wrote that shit.
There were a lot of shit they were saying,
a lot of dudes writing for shit. Dudes right now eating off writing for cartoons and shit like that.
Right.
They write melodies. McDonald's. That's what dudes really eating,
The
bro.
Lion King.
The dudes are really eating. It's like they writing them songs and they sit in a cut getting them checks every fucking...
Like J.B. Foxx on the Wade Fox show. Jingle writer.
Don't you...
Jingle
writer. That's my shit.
Dudes got paid off that shit. Look,
nah, hell yeah.
Disappeared.
For real.
Oh, yeah.
You do mad different shit, bro. You do mad different shit. Ringtones. We buying ringtones for our phones, bro.
We was buying ringtones.
Soulja Boy was the king of the ringtones.
Bro, I remember when that shit was like, because there wasn't even no on a sidekick.
The poly shit, right?
In the two-way pages and shit.
The polytones.
Yeah.
And then you had a little instrumental.
And you could change them. You could change the tone.
This shit was different, though. That shit was
way different. Nah, yeah, I remember that shit. I remember I got in trouble for that shit because I ordered like $50 worth of them shits one time.
These beat niggas up with them toys.
I had the ringtone game in the headlock. I changed my shit every day.
I had my shit different bitches, different
songs. This shit was like $4 a piece.
Different raps. I had all types of shit going on.
Just to go back in time with an iPhone 14 to 1990. 1980, fuck that. 1980,
you might go iPhone 14, nigga. You getting clapped for that.
He gonna shoot you, but they gonna buy
you. You gonna for that, nigga. Bro. I'm my dude came to school. That shit out. My dude came to school with his Neo Geo. Man, niggas gonna rob his ass. Like, bro, what the fuck? They gonna make. This shit was causing all that mad bread back in the day, bro. Had it on a little handheld before everybody had them shit out.
I remember the
Neo Geo. This is a cartridge for the game. This shit is way ahead of their time. My mom's had a motherfucking Apple computer back in the day. We couldn't use it for nothing. Because it ran off Macintosh. Yeah. And then with the Apple. So she had to teach that shit way back. We couldn't use that shit. But the Apple had shit way ahead of time.
Had Apple.
Callers with mouse callers, handles, keyboards. They been had that shit. Bro. The see-through shit. People had them shit. You go to people college back in the day, like, try to make college go up there, people don't
got money. That's
when
you know
ground.
You got money.
Like,
what the they got apples just sitting around? A whole bunch of them?
We just had that shit in the house. We had controllers, but we couldn't use it because everything ran on Windows.
Yeah.
No. Shit that's been around for a while, okay.
CDs came out.
Yo, so I was looking, hold on, I'm going to tell you this another topic right here. It says, if I kill somebody, I'm cool. But if I'm smart, I'm corny.
If you what now, where?
If I kill somebody, I'm cool. But if I'm smart, I'm corny.
That's a person.
Written by a retarded nigga.
That's
no, it's like basically, it's like a comparison saying, if I kill somebody, am I cool? But am I corny for being smart?
Nah, it's not. That's people that's insecure. That's the complete opposite of. I'm telling you why. When you get around people that be smart and handling their business, they be getting love and mad respect. So people don't. Nobody look at them that way. That's the people that's insecure.
It's not about me. It's a podcast
type. That's what I'm saying. They want people want that. People want street cred.
Right.
I watched a shit on Twitter yesterday. They had some shit. Somebody made a combination of John Morant. Like, why you act like you tough? And they doing a whole catalog.
Yeah,
like,
that shit was hilarious.
They go chronicle this whole upper leg. But you ain't never do nothing.
You never. That's what they showed this real school.
They showed like you never was that type of dude. Why you trying to act like it now?
I didn't really know he was coming like that, though. That's how he be coming?
Yes, sir.
That's how he be on social media. I thought he talking shit, you know, with basketball shit.
He said these hollows. You want to say these hollows, Phil?
He crazy.
Somebody said, bro, you in the NBA, what you talking about?
Sherry Shaw was the killer on the...
Like, you ain't no gangster!
Yeah, he said he want to see all these hollows, Phil. Get hella money and buy hella guns and then get caught with that shit.
He had him around him, like, yo, you don't move like that, bro. It ain't like that. You gotta get real smart.
Why his daddy ain't checking him? What
the ass is? He can't do that. It's the bag. You can't touch the bag.
Like,
you can't
got the money.
Bag. Check
daddy
that nigga.
Daddy can't touch the bag. You can't touch the bag. You get cut off.
Daddy, son. Talk your shit, son.
In this generation, daddy, you get cut off. Because mommy already said you was.
Oh shit.
Controlling.
Nah, the mommy's around.
Talk your shit, son.
Mommy said you was controlling. Look at the Romeo did. You would never throw that.
They hashed that shit up, though.
No, it don't matter. He still did it. Yeah, it's in the air. Mommy said, He probably heard that back like, see, I sound like a bitch.
Yo, how old are you? How fucking old are you?
He probably heard that shit back. I bitch from heard this back like, I sound like a real bitch right here. Once I said mommy. Well, you supposed to never went on that route.
Damn.
It was never going to end good for you.
Right.
Oh, GP.
At all.
You know a GP, everybody's like, come on, bro. Your pops put you, nobody even know you without your pops.
But they was talking along the lines, like, basically, like,
the money and all that.
People that come home from jail, like, is more celebrated. They said they feel like they're more celebrated when people come home from jail than when like people graduate from school and shit like that.
But that's getting celebrated by who?
As far as amongst our community.
But not really. No, it's not. A certain crowd. It's a certain crowd.
No, I'm not saying that. That was the opinion that was being
expressed. They want to be, dudes want to be, they want that street cred, and they saying, I want these people. It's like,
that's a false narrative.
It's like,
to even think that way.
Intellect shaming, tell you shit.
Mm-hmm.
You
see? Right.
It's like, you shaming me, and I'm like shaming you. Right. Come on. You just want that. You just want to be part of that crowd. Mm-hmm. And it's a different thing. The crowd you trying to get it from respects what you're doing. It's just they ain't a whole different lifestyle.
Right. Nah, that's a fact.
It's a whole different lifestyle.
But everything ain't for everybody. Because so you got to find your crowd that works for you. So you got to have friends that...
Hip-hop is coming from the street. So that's right. What it really is going to... It's going, you're going to hear more of that type of talk. Go do some R&B shit. Start singing and talking about shit degrees. Hey. Like fucking Beyonce or some shit. So you got your degrees.
Do R&B.
Yeah, do some shit. You can do rap. And you ain't got to be a tough guy. No, you gotta be a tough guy rapper. It's Christian rap. No, a lot of cats is like, I told dude, I said, bro, you be listening to shit, you be criticizing when niggas get clapped, then you listen to the hood shit. You can't do that. You pick a side. You ain't from that life, just don't listen to it. You ain't gotta listen to that type of hood shit
off.
You ain't gotta listen to the hood shit.
But got the strap on him.
You listen to drill rap.
Stop listening to that bullshit.
You work in the office. But you ain't never do nothing, but then you like you don't get shot. Man, so
what
you listen to?
What the fuck do
you supporting it?
What do them niggas listen to?
You condoning it?
When they do crimes and dumb shit, do they listen to drill music?
No,
man.
Probably so.
Who DJ? They said these niggas listen to each other's songs coming to shoot you. Like I'm listening to your shit coming to rock for you. These niggas crazy.
Banging your shit coming to shoot you.
That's wild.
You think it's a fan? You hear your song banging, you like, that's my shit. And then, bong, bong!
They come to the car like, yeah, what's up?
Done.
Boom! That's like, why. Damn, yo.
That shit real, man.
That's why.
Central Scott.
Man. That's wild west. Man, I ain't trying to get quoted to none of that.
That's why you gotta have a strong mind. So even if you do listen to certain shit, you can compartmentalize and say it's just music.
For real.
Facts.
You can't be the motherfucker who plays Call of Duty or play Grand Theft Auto and you take that shit for real. You can't be that guy. Uncle gave me some ARs. That's what people get numbed out for. They playing that game and they get so deep into that shit. Those are the motherfuckers that curse you out. Those people would have you screaming to the top of the like, well, damn, bro.
They're going crazy. Say you all
time. I scored through the man and the dude put this mic on. He was
see y'all.
So
what's good?
Way easy, bro. I said, Joe, the fuck?
Yeah, they be going crazy, bro. They be going crazy, bro.
So you gotta.
They be mad.
Everything ain't for everybody, bro.
Nah, that's a fact.
But if you ain't got that type of pops around, you got that type of dudes around.
Yeah.
A lot of young dudes gonna grow up wild, bro.
Right, that's a fact.
They gonna grow up wild. They hit them streets and they gonna have to find a lane.
Different eras.
There's a lot of weirdos got lanes. There's a lot of crazy motherfuckers got lanes.
Different eras, different times. Back, for sure.
That's like saying the bag make a corny nigga cool.
Nah, not in my opinion, but for some people they might see it.
Exactly. That's how I felt around. When you say what you said.
People gonna hang around that bag.
That's a fact, though.
Mike Tyson said, what he said, you ain't gonna never know. Like, every treat you go when you got that one, they're gonna go, oh, kiss your ass or that.
Mm-hmm. You bunch of yes, sir, dad. yes, man.
Does anybody hold you accountable, you can just cut them off.
Whole bunch of yes, men around. Yeah.
Dude,
that's my fucking.
You create your own circle. You
the
create
door
a following
saying,
like social,
yeah, I got you.
Like social
whatever
media.
You want. Got you, champ. Whatever you need, champ.
You good, champ? All right, champ.
What's that movie?
You good, champ?
The Great White Hype. The Great White Hype. I remember that shit.
Yeah. Damon Wayans.
What y'all think about Jay Prince talking crazy?
Yo! Before the interview.
He don't care.
I mean, what? The first interview or the after?
He's talking crazy.
He waited until the end of the interview to say that dumb shit.
Somebody gonna cry, bro.
Just to talk on it for no reason.
He's out guilty as hell, right?
And then motherfucking Offset said what he said. He's like, yo, don't speak on family. You know what I mean? Right. This ain't got nothing. That nigga came back and said some more extra greasy shit.
You a greasy nigga.
That nigga came back. Yo!
He's a greasy nigga.
I swear to God.
I mean, he on his ass.
What?
Like, man, you too old to be still playing.
For real, bro. Why you out here?
His son's stupid. Why you outside? His son's got him outside.
Yo, they all sound. His son's
got him outside because they goofy. You got the bag. Why you trying to be in the street? You ain't going up in the street. It's just. See, that's what I'm saying. Cats be wanting to be out there, bro.
Bro. Like that money making nigga cool. Like, you ain't. Bro. Look. Forever niggas been saying, yo, you ain't your father. To that nigga. To motherfucker Jay Prince. They been saying it. You ain't your father. You ain't your father.
You ain't your baby.
At all. But then. You giving them all the green lights. Everybody else giving them the green lights. If a motherfucking corny nigga motherfucking get told he a fly nigga by everybody that's around him.
That's crazy. Take over that to that like that. But shit like that nigga, really happened.
And why are these niggas talking about it? Why are these niggas doing more? Why is the Prince family doing more interviews than motherfucking the actual family members that the shit happened to? This
ain't it's a lane now. That fucking black trauma shit is a lane. It is, bro. Niggas get paid to talk about shit that just happened, like killings.
Yeah. Or big lane.
You know what I mean? Like shit that niggas know, bro. You know
jail, on jail, coming home from jail, or getting killed.
Gang life.
That's gonna get you a lot of clicks.
For real. Yeah. If you skyrocketing, there's so many fucking there's so many channels like fucking serving those type of things only. You feel me? That shit is crazy, bro. And their views is like 500,000, 600K, 700K, a mil.
Yeah.
Depending on what you get. That's why nigga Gene, Diddy security guard.
He been talking about the same shit,
for real.
Bro, no lie. That's how he
probably eat all this shit.
Yeah, he eat all this.
How many interviews he done did?
I used to be my YouTube on, and one day I seen the video, I just clicked it, and I was paying him. I'm here cleaning my apartment, and I'm hearing this shit, and I'm like, yeah, here's a similar story. I'm like, yeah, I was the bodyguard. It's been like 7 years, but he's still going in.
Niggas still want to hear that story.
Yeah, people still want to hear it.
Because that motherfucking rumor's still floating around, and Diddy keep feeding that shit. Saying the motherfucking most flamboyant shit in America to gangster niggas and other
black brothers. We y'all ain't see the shit where they was talking about Drake.
What?
They was trying to say that Drake has something to do with
with fucking XXX?
Yeah.
That shit, that man.
They mentioned that though.
That shit is retarded.
They mentioned that though. They always trying to blame it on somebody to cause controversy.
Because it was because whole rumor of. When they got into that little altercation behind with the Migos and all that, that's when they first started clicking up back in the day, rap-wise. All the motherfucking popping niggas that was motherfucking moving around together,
right.
They was clicking up. Then you had him as an up-and-coming, you know what I mean, underground rapper, but he was leading a whole nother fucking wave.
Word up. Whole different direction. Because
after him, you just heard everybody that was...
like him.
That a stage dive and motherfucking get in a mosh pit.
That's suicide music.
You know what I mean? That depressing.
Yeah, I heard one of them dude's song. I said, God damn, what the other dude, Juice WRLD. I heard a song, I'm listening to this shit. Yeah, I'm like, this is the most depressing song I've ever heard. I said, somebody get this boy some help. I said, I'm just listening to it, like just to hear what he's going through. I'm like, this nigga in some trouble. I said, God damn.
I look at him as a fucking genius.
Some of these dudes was
this
going.
This nigga was
I thought Kid Cudi was going crazy. These niggas is going. Fuck with them pills, fuck with them drugs, man.
Drugs, bro. Stay off them drugs, man.
Word up.
For real. Motherfucking. When they started fucking with a different type of music, them niggas got into it. And now they saying Drake was motherfucking had something to do with it. Like, none of these niggas got any ties to this nigga.
Shot calling
now. He ain't motherfucking calling no motherfuckers from Canada at that.
He putting bodies on people?
From Canada,
they been making Drake up a gangster a little bit.
When the fuck this nigga put on gangster?
Them London niggas going hard.
When he over there.
That nigga's like, I ain't gonna lie, I treat him like an OG over there. I ain't gonna lie.
They look at that boy like the man.
For real.
Top boy, for real.
For real.
Because he's probably sending money up there.
Yeah, that's how yeah, he put niggas on up there.
You sent a million up there.
He did a whole season up.
He brought the food, fam. Yeah. He brought the food, fam.
You sent a million up to a hood.
Man, with the food is the top man. Top boy, man.
He gonna ride all the way.
For real. They riding with the...
He sent a million up to a crew. Everybody get 100 bands.
Trust.
Yeah, he dropping up 100 bands for everybody. So whatever you do, just extra.
Right.
I'm buying shit.
Hey, shit to $1 million. You got to throw $2 million to the hood.
Right.
Come on.
Putting niggas on.
And then you got
to put niggas on.
And
you
doing that for three hoods.
He go back.
That's that. Yeah.
You get the bag. You can do
one. He be doing a lot of shit. He did. He paid for. He sponsored a battle. A URL battle.
I'm out there, motherfucker, doing features with niggas.
Yeah.
I'm out there chilling. Hey, yeah, what's good? What you want to do? Freestyles on all the fucking radio stations.
Everybody makes
music. Music is different over there.
Word. Everybody makes it. It's just word.
The way rap is, it's different over there. That shit is like, they culture is heavy. It's heavy influence though for us.
Right.
But
they trying to prove something.
Yeah.
I heard some dude the other day, man, that shit was hard. I fucking tweeted that shit was hard. Man. And put it on Instagram.
Going off, man.
I don't even know for a name. I'm like, this nigga spitting. I'm really talking that shit.
Right. I fuck with Central C. You know what I'm saying?
Central C, Hetty One.
Hetty One.
Clash, sure. Skepta.
Dave.
Dave is always Dave Dope, yeah. You feel me? Facts. Fucking OFB. Fucking Stormzy.
Stormzy,
a dope rapper. Mm-hmm. Fucking, there's mad dope people over there.
Not
fucking
facts.
Chip.
For all our UK listeners, if y'all out there, check in. You already know.
I worked.
I've been there for a while.
Fucking,
hit us with the comments. Let us know if you fuck with the UK. If you fuck with the UK drill, UK
pop,
club,
paper.
Pop, whatever. Right. What they call it?
Grime. Drill.
The grime, the drill.
The Afrobeats.
Afrobeats. Heavy on the Afrobeats.
That's what they
shout out to the Africans. I don't care what part of the continent you on. Respect. Shout out to the Africans, bro.
Right.
Cause they bring in a whole new wave. I swear I want to go back.
If you go,
I'm ready to go.
If you go on BET in the middle of the night, only videos they play, not just BET but MTV. Matter of fact, only videos they playing are now is all Afro beats.
All Afro beats.
From 1 to 4 in the morning.
Respect.
They on back to back. Disney Channel, they on that shit too.
Selecta.
Not too much on BET, but
back.
Disney Channel on TV.
Right.
You know what I mean? And nobody watch BET no more.
I don't watch TV.
BET been at.
I don't watch TV.
Yo, what's that movie with fucking Nikki, Monique? And she I don't know if she was to be a monster or she got possessed. It's called Reading on BET Plus.
I have no idea, bro.
Bro, everybody watched that shit. She was running fast as hell. That motherfucker. He's like, he's fast as ever. So
I saw on BMF. She killed her character on BMF.
Nah, BMF is dope, though.
I ain't never watched none of those.
It was type short, but you know.
Yeah, it's, I think it's getting into like the action. It's like it's really showing you what happened. They show you all the players and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business, IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills. I got the sea moss gel. I got the elderberry. I got everything. Everything that you need right here. At your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction. LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
And we back. Niggas will take your whole swag and run with it. Look, he wanna be DJ. Get out of here, DJ man. DJ. Cash one. It's not DJ One Time presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Trying to figure out what beat I'm gonna rap to tonight, man.
Somebody check in. Drop a beat.
Any beat.
Instrument. Instrumental. Drop it. Any track you think that, I'll find it. We can find it.
Got YouTube, got SoundCloud.
We can find it.
Everything. Tap in. Let us hear something. Let us know.
I gotta get over there. I know somebody up there. Stay locked in. If they not up there, they right here. Our main listeners. The listeners. The listeners.
This is for the listeners.
Strictly for the listeners.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but yeah, yo. I mean, anything else I feel as though we needed to tap on? Because I feel like we talked about a lot of good shit today. You know what I mean? Not necessarily good in the sense of outcome, but just good, you know, as far as a discussion.
Well, I'll throw out there also rest in peace to Sarah. She lost her life to the same situation that
you feel me? Yeah. Damn. RIP to all the women and people that we lost to domestic violence.
For real, bro. Like, keep your hands off these women, bro. Walk away, bro. If you can't motherfucking solve a problem with a word, bro, just walk away, bro. Violence is not the key. Yo, taking her out of here is not the motherfucking key. It's not going to solve anything. It's going to complicate the rest of your life, bro.
You're going to be in that box.
You feel me?
Y'all niggas getting smoked. Y'all know y'all niggas getting smoked.
Shit, nigga.
Y'all ain't never coming home, okay?
It's different, man.
That's crazy.
It's wicked out here, man. Like,
wicked, man.
R.I.P., man.
Don't love me that much, man. I repeat, I keep saying that shit. Don't love me to death. For real, don't. I do that. Let me love me to death. Because I'm not going to love you to death. I'm sorry. I'm going to let you know right now.
I'm going to let you know.
Just appreciate that. I'm not here to love you to death. That's not why I'm here. That's not what I want. I don't think you want that. So, yeah.
Shit too real, man.
Real.
Shit real. That's why sometimes I tell shit sometimes. It's
real.
You can't be out here traveling alone.
You know what's crazy?
You can't be around these people.
I think it's something in that motherfucking...
It's too real because it's too easy for a dude to dumb out and you can't do nothing about it.
It's something in that Lafayette water, though. I swear to God, it gotta be something in that water.
I gotta tap in and talk about the music. I ain't get a chance to. Snoop's artist, October London, fire. Check him out.
He's a rapper or
he's
R&B?
A singer. Okay. Yeah, he did a album called The Rebirth of Marvin. Like, I want to play a song off it, bro. It's fire, bro. Like, he really, literally sounds like a reincarnated new version of Marvin Gaye, bro. Like, his voice is, like, real close to it.
Sometimes shit fire. But I heard music before, but this shit right here, really, like, he tapped into, like, his inner Marvin Gaye, son. This shit hard.
Got shit with Toya, man.
I'm on top of the
sir. Who is that? What's his name?
October London.
October London.
He signed to Death Row.
Where are you from?
Ooh.
From Cali?
No, I don't think he's from Cali. He's from the South somewhere. I'll tell you.
He doesn't have that voice, though.
That's a mean ass.
But, yo, he got some shit. I've been listening to him for a while. Like, he got, like, that old soul vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's good.
Snoop was smart for signing that. He's different.
He's smart
for getting that Death
Row shit.
Yeah. Putting music back out under Death Row. I mean, I feel like if there's anywhere artists could really spin the block, that's how you spin the block. Come back, buy the label that you got your start from.
My nigga.
And... We craft it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, take something that you got your beginnings from and make new beginnings from that. Or use it as a foundation. But in the same essence, like...
Man, that nigga took that... He took Chronic off, title and all that.
They just put it back up.
As he Chronic should.
On Apple Music.
Now he motherfucking... Once he lock it in...
I guess he got them checks. Mm-hmm. They got them checks right.
Shit had to get right. Nigga, I ain't letting nothing move. Don't motherfucking give me shit that's half-assed, nigga. I know what the fuck... Look, somebody in this motherfucker know how much of goddamn...
They know... They know them streams is happening.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a big lawsuit when they were talking about that. Like, a lot of artists then streams wasn't out when they signed their contract, so for their music to be redistributed, they want portions, and I agree.
Nigga.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah,
for real, for real.
I don't want it.
Fuck, I'm gonna use the bathroom or something.
But, yeah, like, that's definitely something fire. Shout out to my bro, Pressure. He just dropped the EP, too.
Pressure Online?
Yeah, Pressure Online.
Oh, they did put
Online.
Back on title.
Yeah.
It's back on title now.
Yeah, I was excited
who
to
else
see.
Dropping some, who else dropping some shit? Tupac, I know Pressure. Mac when he Brady dropped a mixtape or EP?
Yeah, it's called Transparent.
I know he doing the visuals for it.
Yeah.
Every one of them tracks on the EP probably got a visual already. If not, he got it in the head. That's the best part about him, because he stay in his head. When he start doing his videos and whatnot,
right.
He always got a concept.
I'm just playing a little bit of this shit. This shit fire. It's called Green Ranger. My Pressure Online. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
They ain't gonna like me when I'm transparent. Shout out Pressure Online.
My blood pressure is building.
Somebody tag him.
Yo, my whole life I've been slept on. Taking advantage of, crept on. Walked over shit, even felt stepped on. When I snap, I don't want to hear that press wrong. Can't nobody take credit for this, I put myself on. Whole lot of fuckery, niggas hot because of me. Fuck, I look like beefing with somebody that look up to me. Family ain't no different, talking down like it won't come to me. Shit about to get ugly. Yeah, always claim how they don't need me, but keep in touch with me. Talk behind my back, but act different right in front of me. Side comments only make it clear you niggas under me. Had to check the mirror, remember it's only one of me.
That's what's up. Yo, my nigga, yo, I keep hearing everybody talking about this nigga. Yo. I seen so much, like, advertisements and posts, everything, bro. Everywhere for Gio, motherfucking, his album release show. Word. Bro.
Yeah.
He got so many people on there, bro. He got so many people. What's the name of the project?
It's called Hooli Biz.
Hooli Biz?
Hooli Biz. Yo, you already know. Shout out Hooli Nation. You heard? Got that Hooli Nation merch on deck. Tap in. I'll let my bro game over. You know what I'm saying? We got that Hooli Biz listening party next Friday at Mr. C's. Pop out for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play like one of the little snippets of like one or two tracks off the
I don't know.
But yeah, man. We got a lot of people from the city on there, man. It's Mars. Fire, bro.
Mars.
Like, this is one of my favorite ones right here. Just play a little bit.
Yo, 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 yo,
Look, I'm ahead of the game, forever remain with game games. Sever your frame with medals and chains, and I ain't playing games. I walk on these niggas. Yeah, I might be cool, but that don't mean I gotta talk to these niggas. I bring pain to the animals, came with the antidote. Niggas kinda sick as up, they ain't know I had it though. Bitches on my dick, but up, they don't really matter though. Which one you in love with, my chain or my paddy drum? Kids try and hit the hood, street be like, yo, let it go.
That's part of that Band for TV freestyle.
Jersey, that's fire, remix. That's fire.
Yo, I'm telling you, this mixtape got some shit, you know what I'm saying? I wanna play something for y'all with me on it real quick. You know what I'm saying? Just a little snippet.
Yeah, Word Is Born. And I just fucking found out, because Nori said this shit, that motherfucking... That was just the beginning of that beat. It's still more of that beat. When you trying to make it out,
gotta watch your surroundings.
Watch your surroundings.
Just in case a hater try to take you out. Try to take you out. Bah! Try to take you out. Find a different way of hustling. Hustling. And the rewards, bringing large amounts. Bringing large amounts. Bringing large amounts.
Getting the chicken with money.
Trying to make it out.
Game over!
They got the mug, but I'm higher than the cloud, though. Boy, they're spitting like a semi on a non-block. Get the chopper on me like I'm OJ in the Broncos.
Yeah, I can't lie. This shit right here is gonna be fire. This bringing energy. Yo. Game over bringing a whole lot of energy to the city, my boy.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit.
A lot of good energy in the city, my nigga. I'm telling you.
A lot of footwork.
A lot of footwork.
Yeah. And the crazy shit is, he wrote a verse. He was on every track, so he wrote like 14, 15 verses.
Exactly.
In like 2 weeks, he said. In a 2 week span, when he was laying with people, recording them shit.
Locking in. Concepts, everything. Boom, boom, boom. Beats. Shout out to Speedy Beats. Shout out to DJ Nelly Nell. Shout out to Nell. He been motherfucking putting some shit together too. I've been hearing Nelly Nell motherfucking chopping up crazy shit. He's still killing them. Still killing them.
That's like 20 years. 20 plus years.
Still killing them. Bro, this nigga do this shit effortlessly. He go live. Shout out Instagram Live. You know what I mean? Don't take my shit ever.
Well, y'all want me to go with this freestyle shit, man? Because I feel like I'm ready.
You
man.
Let me know.
All right, cool. I'm gonna play three options, and y'all tell me which one y'all want. This is one. Your boy, the confident one, you feel me? Tap in with me, like.
I use this Knicks on 2K. I got
real life shit. Yeah, 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 Yeah. I said my flow a mile a minute, but I'm keeping and running with every digit in the side of my heart is cold to the point that I'm frigid. Nobody can keep it up and then even keep up with rhymes. I'm keeping under for spirit and make you feel like you flying. If you jump over lines, then you'll probably get executed. They don't even understand and leader of execution, but spitting everything out of my heart and my mind just to express my flows and my thoughts can combine. When I step up on the mic, I turn into a different spirit. If you never heard it, then you'll probably never hear it or even need to compare it or spare my name. Feeling like a living legend is claiming my fame. This is my claim of my fame. Every point that I aim, I'ma go up like Shaq or Kobe just when I bang on the rim. Something like Jordan coming down with the 2-3. Thinking that you knew me before, but you never knew me. Cause I'm elevating, never for elevation. Jumping up the spot and I feel like I'm percolating. I ain't even have to rap or double back for the loop. Every time I touch a beat, I burn that shit down and I ooh. Burn it down to the point I have a new. Feeling like I'm about to hop and never flow. When I pull up in the coupe, listen to that old Snoop and that Biggie and that shit that make you feeling like you jiggy or you wavy. And my style is orthodox and type crazy to the point that people try to play me. But when I get on any beat, I'm down to burn it. Something like it's higher, seeking for your learning. You'll get retired until you earn it. Then you try to calculate, then redefine your earnings. I'm just tired of ripping and spicking and kicking, burning. I'm just trying to make sure they leave a seat that you earning. You gotta know the ledger, even if they understand. Cause if you never know it, then you never up their hand. They trying to break us down to points we never comprehend. They want us be us looking for eggs like some chicken hens. Stuck inside of that chicken coop. Made a blast what they say don't do. They the same, but they say don't do. Fake shit to say they gon' do. People say what they gon' do, but that they ain't gon' be no two. They ain't saying they gon' say that too. Double, would you say that too? Be careful you say that too, cause they'll definitely spray that too. Yeah, and you don't wanna get caught in a drive-by, cause that's for a spec like Wi-Fi. They peeping code off the signal, but they never were heard. Them niggas like another vision, but what never was heard. It's something like the noodles in the pot, but never was stirred. They get stuck up to the sides when they creeping with urge. Like, I ain't trying to go to prison, nigga got a vision. I'm just trying to make sure my money get a double flipping. Put in whipping inside the coupe, and if you got a vision, then you pull up and run and rip that right through that ribbon. Said it's a marathon, it always continues. Turn them to food when they served on the menu. Time promenade, I pull up to the venue. They ain't trying to understand the dollars, what it's been through. They don't understand my pain to express through my mental. You don't understand the shit that I done been through. It'll make most men fold. So for a payback, need some tenfold. Hear that tenfold. Something like you correspond. Mix is what you covered on. Shit is what you voted on. Feeling like I'm about to flip it, kick it, it's sorted on. Flashlight, Gordon, and switch to get my Jordan on. Cause provided power to a couple rangers raised around the village and honestly never trusted stranger. Just try to decipher and try to keep the anger. Cause people run up on you quick like they were hit with bangers. And I'm a cool type dude that's precise. So anything that I spit is honest shit from my life. And honestly, I break down my thoughts into the mic to the people for like the light. But them people don't know that's right. They said they barely understood or barely know your light. To bring them out the darkness, funny from them heartless. Feeling like I'm cold like Kanye when he's heartless. 808s for these heartbreaks and these snares. Feeling like these niggas lost and they never cared. College drop out, but I'm never late for registration. Doubling off the money and keep it so that I'm preservating and raining like precipitation over your head. Waking up with knowledge as soon as I hit from the bed. If you think once you led, if you know what you said. If you don't listen what you heard, then you can't know what you said. If you ain't listen what you heard, then you can't know what you said. It's like the revised divisions if you knowing the ledge and knowing instead. I know that they dead.
Bars.
Bars from Mars.
See, I got more. Mars.
Niggas always got more.
We always got more, bro. Like, let me see.
Always got more.
They don't stop.
On, we always got more.
I got some shit for y'all. Fuck it. We gonna keep it on a good vibe.
On the vibe. Hold up, talk to him.
Love. Yeah, let me talk to y'all real quick. Look. Growing up inside the ghetto, growing up in the slums. Trying to break a piece of bread just to get to the crumbs. Nobody wanna see and you even getting none. They'd rather see you getting dead than see you getting done than see you reach another level. I'm running, got my feet up on the pedal. I'm bowing to Allah, never to them devils.
I'm making sure that I'm fusing the never settle. Running right with the rebels, I'm going go for the medals. You put me up on the stage, and I'ma devour it and then capture it in my rage. When I feel like I'm fire, internal with sparks of blaze. Something like Ghost Rider, man, I'm Johnny Blaze. Niggas want them laid, them niggas I'm on the blade. Then turn them right into fish, they open cut, get filleted. And broken them to their deep bone, some sleep don't. I'm feeling like a frog, no pad I can leap on. I'm feeling like infinity gone for the beyond. I'm feeling like the doubt is easily with reason. So it's a reasonable doubt when the speakers been flout. Them niggas live with a doubt and yet they speak for their clout. They ain't even trying to understand what speaking's about, cause they ain't even trying to define what the reason's about. If you don't know your family, you don't know where you could go. Something like a tree without roots, the shit'll never grow. Putting it back into the soil, and you'll turn into a new seed, going off a new leaf. Feeling like I'm going evaporated, a new beat. Feeling like I circle a leap, yeah, then deuce three. They ain't even knew me, feeling like they was friends, but they were never knew me. Something like before, but it'll never be that again. I ain't got a speaker that I promise you that my friend. Cause sometimes shit changes, and when your feelings get destroyed, man, it's not arranging. And I ain't trying to speak on it, man, it's too fainting. Cause if you feel like understanding, then you'll get it plain and simple. If it's written a message, it's like they really respect it, but people really respect it. And if you come as be humble, most people usually respect it. Cause when them people respect it, they know their feelings deflected. Looking in the mirror, feelings reflected. And that's the same reason that your feelings directed at the people around you that look just like you. Cause you don't like self, meaning you don't like you. And if you don't like you, then you're probably gonna spread that around to me too. And I ain't talking about me too, cause I ain't got no discussion for you speaking of me too. I'm a real nigga rapping for the scene. Casting over calm, the confident one on the scene. Getting all the money and calculating the cream. Something like the vision is written right on your screen. I ain't even need a board, I ain't even need a cause. I ain't even need a flip, I ain't even need a loss. I ain't even have a win, but I ain't even need a loss. And I'm feeling like I'm falling and I feel a leaping off. Jumping off a cliff and the bombs are beefing off. Feeling like you're dumb in the point you're leading off. Feeling like you're crashing the point you're leading off. And asking at the leaders like, what is they leading towards? Destruction, or maybe it's chaos. Maybe it's a day from your job you can't take off. Be like Bernie somewhere and you made off. Cause only ones at the top, the ones getting paid off. But when you stuck inside the middle, you looking for a cause and a question look like a riddle. And they don't understand when this place is like a puzzle. You broke apart the jigsaws and complicate the struggle. And they don't understand your faction, dividing up the beat to the point is left in the fractions. Cause when you thinking all of your thoughts, it actually could happen. Cause when you feeling like you were arranging, actually snapping. But are they actually rapping?
Sheesh.
I don't know.
See? Yeah. And that's just another motherfucking episode of Chestnut Checkers.
Wake up!
Wake up, Mr. This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.